Acts chapter number 4. The Bible said in the multitude, verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Now I want to call your attention tonight that my reading today was in Matthew, Exodus, and Proverbs. And the likelihood of all of this being here is probably unlikely, but God. The Bible said in Proverbs 16:1, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. If we prepare our heart tonight, the Bible said that's from the Lord. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I don't want to sound mean tonight, not at all, but I'm just making a statement. I believe that many times that we spend more time preparing our body than we do our heart. Listen, if we're not careful, it can take us longer to take a shower and get dressed than what we're really preparing our heart for the things of God. And I'll show you what I mean here tonight. The Bible said the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Let's go back tonight now to the book of Exodus. And I'll begin there in the book of Exodus tonight and try to be a blessing to you tonight. Let me just say this to you tonight. In Proverbs chapter 16, not only did you have in verse 1 the preparations of the heart in man is from the Lord, but the Bible said in verse number 5 of that same chapter, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. So it looks like to me it's a very important thing that we prepare our heart. Amen. I believe if we prepare our heart, we'll be a lot less likely to be proud in heart. And the Bible said that pride, that proud in heart, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. I think we categorize sin, don't we? We see some things as real bad and some things as not so bad. And some things, if we're not careful, we'll just dismiss. But God doesn't dismiss a proud heart. God doesn't dismiss a proud look even. Amen? God doesn't even want us to look that way. But the Bible said here, the proud in heart is an abomination. Now, as I go back to the book of Exodus, and this is where God began to stir my heart, and I actually thought, the Lord, you want me to speak from this tonight. Then I said, nah, I got that over there on the second coming. That's where we're going tonight, Lord. And then I started reading in the book of Proverbs, and the first thing he said was the preparations of the heart. And that's when I threw up the white flag and said, okay, Lord, I got it. Amen. And then I went back and looked at Matthew where I started, and then God just put a double dipper on it. Amen. And showed me something else in the book of Matthew. You say, preacher, we'll be here all night. No, we won't. I'll show you. Look here in the Bible. Exodus chapter 35. I'm not going to read it all tonight, but let's begin in verse 1. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together, and he said unto them, by the way, isn't it good to gather together? I read a devotion a while back from Adrian Rogers about assembling together and the need to assemble together. And Brother Adrian Rogers, he said, I know he's in heaven now, but that ministry, Love Worth Finding, I get an email every morning from them. It comes about 3 o'clock in the morning. You say, well, you get up at 3 o'clock? No. I read it when I get up. Amen? But it comes about 3 o'clock in the morning. And he sent one about the need to assemble. And he said, there's just something special about being there, about assembling. And God said that, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. He said this guy fell in love, and he decided he's going to write this girl a letter, a love letter. Every day for 2 years, he wrote her a love letter. You know what she did? She married the mailman. He was there. Amen. I wish Brother Jack could hear that. He'd like that. Say amen. I think Brother Jack made it with just one wife, though, didn't he? Amen. Amen. I praise the Lord for that. But anyway, he gathered them together, and the Bible said, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded, that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done. On the seventh day there shall be a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commandeth, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Now watch this. Here's this heart thing. Whosoever is a willing heart, let him bring it. An offering unto the Lord of gold and silver and brass and blue and purple, scarlet. And then he said, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins, dyed red, badger skins, shittim wood, and oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and sweet incense, onyx stones, stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Now watch this. Not only do you see right here a willing heart, but then you see in verse number 10, a wise heart. Look at it here. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his coverings, his tashes, his boards, his bars, his pillars, his sockets, the ark and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the tabernacle, the table and his staves and all the vessels and the showbread. How many's ever seen a diagram or maybe a model of the tabernacle? It's elaborate. Amen. It's gorgeous. Amen. And God set it up that way. Amen. There's a lot of work going on it, right? A lot of work. But what I want you to see is, I believe that we would be in awe of what we saw, but really, I believe God wants us to be in awe tonight of what you can't see, and that's these people's heart that got the job done. I got to thinking about this sitting over in my office this afternoon. Look at this carpet. Look at these pews. Look at this wonderful building that this facility that God's blessed us with. I tell everybody when I tell them about Bible Way, it's spread out over God's half acre. Amen. I mean, it's spread out everywhere. Amen. But you know what? God let me see. God let me go back in the history of the church and see, hey, it didn't just happen. There was somebody with a wise heart. There was somebody with a willing heart. Amen. And it's really what you don't see that ought to really bless us tonight. Amen. I thought about the Christmas play. And you think about all of that, I mean, with a capital W and a capital O and a capital R and a all that work that went into it. But it just started with a willing heart. Amen. Just somebody that was willing. Amen. And I thank God for that. And I see tonight, you say, preacher, you have a great visitation. You ought to hear what pastors say when I tell them we have 40 and 45 and 50 and 54 people showing up to go out and eat breakfast together and go, what? That's what they say. What? You say, preacher, what's so beautiful about that? Is it that number? No, it's that heart. Amen. Somebody that's willing. Amen. Somebody that's wise enough to understand that the work of God is important. Amen. And the work of God will not be done unless, my friend, we have willing hearts. Unless we have wise-hearted. Notice what the Bible said here. The Bible, come on down here now. And the Bible said in verse number 18, the pins of the tabernacle, the pins of the court, and their cords, the cloths of his service, to do the service of the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest. Don't you think those garments were beautiful? Amen. Don't you think there was a lot of work went into that? And the Bible said here, by the way, someone commented to me. I don't remember who it was. I'll give them credit. But someone commented to me after the Christmas play. They said those costumes were unbelievable. They said that stuff don't just happen. Amen. In other words, there was work went into that, right? And listen, I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter what we do. You see, people are going to show up here for Bible school. Amen? I hope a bunch of them show up here for Bible school. But some of them are going to have no earthly idea that it started in October of last year. Amen? And they're not going to have any earthly idea about the work that went into it and the willingness that went into it and the time that went into it. You say, well, preacher, what if they have no idea? That doesn't matter. God knows. Amen. That's what I'm trying to get us to see tonight, that anything that's worthwhile, it's birthed in a heart that's willing. It's birthed out of the wisdom that God gives us. What did the Bible say? The preparations of the heart of man is from the Lord. So we don't get any credit. We don't get any glory. We just say, hallelujah. He came into our heart when he saved us. And now he uses that heart for his honor and for his glory. Let me give you some things here tonight. The Bible said, watch this. Man, I was over at the funeral this afternoon. And I can't remember. I wish I could remember what the funeral director said to me. We was helping Sister Arbutus. I was carrying her cane, and I had her on this arm and somebody else on the other side, and the funeral director was walking in front of us. And I can't remember what he said. We had been talking about the rapture, about the day when those graves are going to pop open, amen? And that funeral director said something, Brother Al, and I tell you what's the truth. I just about got in the glory. He could feel it coming on. He said, I better shut up or you're going to shout. I said, it don't take much. Amen. Get to thinking about the things of the Lord. He said, preacher, where are you going now? I'll show you here. I kind of got ahead of myself a little bit. But that's all right. Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons, the minister and the priest's office, all the congregation of children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Watch this now. And they came, everyone's heart. Let's see if I read it right. Everyone whose heart stirred him up. I see not only a wise heart, and I see not only a willing heart, but I'm going to tell you something about a heart that's stirred up. That's a worshiping heart. Amen. That's somebody that wants to worship him. That's somebody that says, hey, Lord, whatever I put in there to help somebody else hear about Jesus, you're worthy of it. It's an act of worship. Amen. It's saying, God, it comes willingly. Nobody had to take it from me. It comes wisely. And I'll show you after a while what I mean there. It comes with wisdom. The Bible said here, they came everyone whose heart stirred him up, everyone whose spirit, whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation of his service. And the Bible said they came, verse 22, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted. They brought bracelets, earrings, rings, tablets, jewels of gold. Every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found a blue and purple and scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, red skins of rams, badger skins, brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering. And I like that phrase right there, don't you? Amen. Pastor, it's bad to say, let's come and take up the offering. Or let's come and take our offering. But how many knows it's the Lord's offering? Amen. It's His. The Bible said here, the Bible said it's the Lord's offering. Every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service, they brought it. And all the women were wise-hearted. They did spin with their hands. I couldn't help but think about this. She's not here tonight. But I thought about Sister Connie and the ladies that get together over there and make those quilts. Amen? And you say, well, preacher, that ain't much. I'm going to tell you this, little is much when God is in it. It started with a wise heart. It started with a willing heart. And that heart affected them fingers. And them fingers put something together. And if I know those ladies, they'll probably give those missionaries a quilt Sunday night, amen, to cover up with. You say, preacher, I wouldn't brag on that. Well, Jesus bragged on a lot less than that. He bragged on a cup of water in the name of the Lord. Say amen. Just a drink of water. And the Lord said, that's going to be blessed of him. Oh, tonight, hallelujah. Watch this now. Those women stirred them up. Wisdom in wisdom they spun the goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. I've seen pictures of that stuff. Man, that's awesome. And the Bible said in spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. Verse 29 said the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. I'm going to say something tonight. I don't know this for sure, but let me just give you something tonight, a thought. The Bible said every man and woman whose heart made them willing. Did it say that? Now, it makes me wonder if there weren't some in the crowd that maybe wasn't as willing as others. Amen? But every one of them came whose heart made them willing. Do you see that right there? I don't know that for sure. I'll not be dogmatic about it. But the writer here in the Word of God commands us or tells us that these were obedient to the commandment of the Lord. And that they came willingly. And they came with a wise heart. And they came with a worshiping heart. Because their heart was stirred up within them. The Bible said, Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I love verse 31. and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all manner of workmanship. Now watch this. The Bible said here, if we go on down just a little bit, in verse number 34, and he hath put in his heart that he may teach, both he and Aholiab and the son of Ahishamach of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart. I just want to say this tonight. Teaching or preaching is a tremendous responsibility. Amen. I tell you, it ought to be something that God has put on our heart and that willingly, amen, we want to share what God has given. And the Bible said that here of thee, that God put it in their heart that they may teach. The Bible said here of the cunning workman, the embroiderer, the blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, the weaver, even of them that do any work and those that devise any cunning work. Wisdom. What is it, preacher? It's the ability to use knowledge aright, in the right way. And you know there's some that have knowledge, but they don't have wisdom. Amen. They don't know how to apply of the knowledge that they have. You say, preacher, wisdom, what is it? Well, for the believer, I can wrap it up in one word, Christ. He's made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Amen. And thank God tonight, he is the wisdom of God in our heart and in our life. The Bible said in verse 30, chapter 36, they brought Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. I tell you what, I like what Brother Brian said a while ago. It's going to take all of us. I like that. Amen. I tell you what, I like the way he's got all them categories laid out. You know what I believe it leaves me? Without excuse. I got to find me a place I can fit in there somewhere. Amen. I believe every one of us can fit in there somewhere and do something with a willing heart to the glory of God. The Bible said here, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom. Who puts it there? The Lord does. Who takes care of the preparation of the heart? The Lord does. But what does he need from us? Just willingness. He just needs a willingness from us. He said, preacher, I'm not going to get up in the morning and take 15 minutes. You know who's being robbed? You are. He said, preacher, I'm not going to get up in the morning and read a chapter in the Bible or pray. You know who's being robbed? You are. You know who else is being robbed? We are. As a body of Christ. Amen. I mean, God wants us all to be filled up. Say amen. We're a body. Amen. And we're only going to be as strong as the weakest link. Somebody said one time, said, well, if a chain has 10 links in it. You know this, don't you, Brother Arnold? A chain has 10 links. I'm going to make the math easy for you. 10 links. Each link, 9 of the links will hold 10 pounds. And 1 of the links will hold 1 pound. How much will the chain hold? Now, back yonder in my younger days, I'd have said, that's easy, 91 pounds. No, 1 pound. Because when you get 1.1 pound, the 1 pound link breaks. Is that right? Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to help us, challenge us, every one of us. Hey, I've been saved 27 years. I haven't always had a devotional life like I have. I had to work at it. Amen. If I make it through this year with what I've started, I'll have to work at it. Amen. That means sometimes I won't be able to go to bed at 10 o'clock because I'm so far behind. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? God's looking for a wise heart. He's looking for a willing heart. And he wants us to see tonight when you get those hearts in tune with him, he's going to bless it in a mighty way. Let's watch here tonight. Come on down here just a little bit. The Bible said, and they spake unto Moses. Watch this, verse 5. They spake unto Moses, saying, watch this. The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work. How many people's here tonight? Maybe 50 or 60? Amen. I don't know. Evangelistically speaking, amen, they might be 600. Amen. On this end of Kingsport. You never know. Amen. But let me say this to you tonight. What if every one of us just determined between now and Sunday? You say, preacher, what do you mean? Just going to spend a little time with Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm already doing that. Then why don't we add to it? The Bible said, add to your faith virtue. and to virtue, knowledge. Amen. And going on down the road. You say, preacher, what's what happens right here? What I want you to see this. The people, how many believes if we do that, we'd bring much more with us Sunday morning than enough to do the service of the Lord. Amen. Much more than enough. That's what the Word of God said. I know this is talking about material things. And beloved, I believe it could apply to material things as well as spiritual things. This is a matter of the heart. They're willing. They're wise. Watch what the Bible said. Which the Lord commanded to make. And the Bible said, and Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, here's what they're running around saying now, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Glory to God. You think about that for just a minute. He said, Moses is saying, hold off. We've got enough, and we've got more than enough. Where did it all start? In a willing heart. People that were wise enough to understand that they were not investing in time. They were investing in eternity. Amen. Let's see this right here tonight. So the Bible said in verse 7, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it. I love this. And too much. They had enough to do everything. Glory to God. I tell you what. I'll just be honest with you. It's come out a little bit in my preaching. Amen. I get to thinking about that Bible school, Brother Brian, and I think, what on earth have I done? Amen. And even introducing you to it, telling you about it. You get that way, don't you, sister, about that play sometimes. Where is my brain? I must have left it in Johnson City when I come over here. Amen. And got into all that. But let me tell you something tonight. And when I read this, God said, hey, all I need is a bunch of willing hearts. I've got enough and more than enough to get the job done. Amen. For the glory of God. I like it. Don't you? Now watch this tonight. Sufficient for the work to make it and too much. Every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle, they made curtains. And you go on down through there about the loops and the cassets and the curtains and all of that that couples together and makes up the tabernacle, and then the furniture and all that. How did it happen, preacher? The preparations of the hardened man. You know what I believe? This is just me. I believe that God had started in those people's hearts doing a work before Moses ever had a need for the tabernacle. You know what? You want to know why I believe we're here tonight in this building? Amen. Because down through the years, God has worked in hearts. God has worked in lives. God's helped men and helped women and helped boys and helped girls to be willing and to be wise and to be worshiping. Let me show you this tonight and I'm done. We've talked about Proverbs. That was the end of my reading for the day. The preparations of the heart in man. We went back to Exodus. That was the beginning, the middle of my reading today, Exodus chapter 35 and 36. And then God, you know, he just likes sometimes not just to bake you a cake, but he likes to put icing on it. And God put all this in my heart. I wanted to share it with you tonight. I hope that, listen, there's men sitting back there that are never seen. And y'all get to hear. They get to hear on the internet. It's never seen who puts it on the internet. But somebody has to be willing. And somebody is willing. And the work is a worthy work. And that willingness is an act of worship when we do it. Let me just say this to you tonight. Every one of us knows what I'm about to say. We know what it is to do right out of obligation. How many raise your hand right there? Parenting's not always easy. Sometimes you're just doing, you'd rather just kill them. Amen. Just shoot them and be done with it. Amen. Am I right or am I wrong? It's not always. Sometimes you do it out of obligation. The Lord's work is the same way. Sometimes we just do it out of obligation. But I'm going to tell you, that's when we lose the worshiping spirit. Amen. It's well to do it because we're willing and do it because he's worthy. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. I'd hate to think the time would ever come when, God would have to make me do something. Amen. Old Brother Cecil said back there in that meeting, he said, Preacher, he said, God had to brought you to this church. He said, if I was out there a missionary, and he said, God would have to knock me down and drag me in a church. That's what he said, didn't he, Brother Houston? You was back there. And I said, well, brother, he didn't knock me down, drag me in. I said, but he did hit me between the eyes with a verse of scripture. You know what Brother Cecil said? Same thing. Amen. That's what he said. Same thing. Amen. Oh, listen. Hey, we ought to all be willing. If God changes direction, be willing. Just make sure it's God. Say amen. Make sure it's God. Oh, beloved friend, let me go back here to Matthew right quick and show you the icing on the cake. The Bible said, have you got those three words so far? A willing heart, a wise heart, and a worshiping heart. How many believes you get them three things together? Oh, glory to God, business is going to pick up. Amen. Now watch this. It's kind of like the difference between dreading to go to church and can't wait to get to church. It's like the difference between dreading to get to the dinner table because it's going to be some kind of fuss and can't wait to get to the dinner table and love on your family. Amen. And spend some time fellowshipping with them. But look here in verse number 19. This will help us. Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Can y'all believe this is all in one day's Bible reading? Can you believe that? Amen. Just one day. Now watch this. He said, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now watch this. For where your treasure is, somebody help me, there will your heart be also. How many like to have some treasure in heaven? I'm going to say this tonight. How many members of the judgment seat of Christ in the Bible? Our works are going to be tried. The Bible said so as by fire. And in other words, our works are going to pass through the fire. Thank God we're not passing through the fire, but our works are going to pass through the fire. This is the great white throne judgment is for the unbeliever. The judgment seat of Christ is for the believer. And our works are going to pass through. And you say, preacher, what's going to happen? Well, the Bible said the fire is going to try our works to see what sort. I love that word. I'll never forget the pressure that took off of me as a pastor when I saw that. I've been to all these conferences. They act like if you wasn't baptizing 100 people a year, then you're not doing the work of God. If you're not running 500, then you're not doing anything for God. And I tell you, that stuff used to get to me. But God said this. He said he's going to try our works, not what size they are. Size ain't got anything to do with it. It's what sort they are. Is it a work of faith? Is it a labor of love? Is it coming from a willing heart? Is it coming from a wise heart? Is it coming from a worshiping heart? Amen. That, my friend, will be like gold and silver and precious stones. But that's done out of that abominable heart. How many believe you can do ministry out of pride? That's done out of a proud heart is an abomination to God. So I want my heart to be willing. I want my heart to be wise. And I want my heart to be worshiping. I want to do what I do because He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, I tell you something right now. I believe with all my heart, when you take a group of people this size right here, we don't have to have everybody in Kingsport. If all of us are willing, and all of us are wise, and all of us are worshiping, God can use us to make a great big old difference on this end of town for the glory of God. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. I don't know about you tonight, but I sure would like to have, you know, I made mention in Brother Jack's funeral last night. I made mention he stood out there and gave out those bulletins faithfully and greeted people. Brother Brian, this, how are you? Welcome. God bless you. You know, he was faithful. Everybody I talked, he was faithful. He was faithful. If you had to wrap a man's life up in one word, how could you pick a better word? Amen. He was faithful. He was faithful. So I said, well, that ain't much. Just wait and see. You just wait and see. Amen. I tell you what, I don't believe you can get a man to be that faithful for that long if there ain't something going on right here in this whole ticker. Amen. In his heart, he loved to do what he did because he knew his Lord was worthy. And there's a bunch of folk around here like that. And I believe we'll just keep on. God will give us a bunch more. Amen. That willing heart, that wise heart, and that worshiping heart. Lay up a little treasure. on the other side. Amen. Lay up a little treasure in heaven. You say, preacher, what do you want treasure for? The bank of heaven? No. The judgment seat of Christ. The Bible said the 24 elders, they laid their crowns at His feet. What did they do? They cried, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, who hath redeemed us to God by His own precious blood. I don't know about you, but Brother Ralph, I don't want you walking up there and laying down a crown and me standing behind you, brother, with nothing to give Him. Say amen. I want to have something to lay at my Savior's feet for the glory of God. And if I do, it'll be because I was willing and because I applied my heart unto wisdom and because I was a man that worshiped and said, Lord, You're worthy of my life. You're worthy of my time. And I tell you something right now, I praise Him tonight. He's been good to me. If you're looking for a sad story, look elsewhere. Amen. He's been good to me. And I thank God tonight. The goodness of God keeps me going. Amen. The Bible said it leads a man to repentance. Sometimes God's had to bend me over His knee and whoop me because that's what I needed. Sometimes God just smothered me with His goodness and made me so ashamed of myself I had to repent and just get up and go another mile for the glory of God. I mean, He's glad you come tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I tell you what, I believe that. I think, Brother Brian, you described it like a bunch of bees working there around that tabernacle, wasn't it? Boy, there's a bringing it, and there's way ahead before Moses knew there's way ahead. They said, whoa, stop right there. Don't bring no more stuff. We got plenty, amen. More than enough to do the work of God. God's been good to this church. I'm talking about materially. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about physically. God's been good to this church. And I believe He's given us what we need to get the job done for the glory of God. Don't you? Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You tonight for the Word of God. Thank You for Moses. And thank You, Lord, for Aaron and the priest. And thank You for all those people. Lord, tonight I hope we can get this truth as I pray tonight. You brought it to my heart. Lord, we don't know their names. But God, You do. You know every one of those ladies that came and carrying and brought and worked and sowed and did what they did. God, You know every one of those men. God, You know every one of them. Lord, You don't miss a record. Your record is so accurate, it's perfect. God, I thank You tonight. Lord, no, there may not be many people know our name. God, You know our name. You know what we're doing. And Lord, more important than that, You know why we're doing it. Help us, Lord, to always be willing. Not just to, Lord, serve out of obligation and out of duty, but, Lord, to serve out of a willing heart. That we might worship while we serve. And God will give You glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.